The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome back to the afternoon portion of our exploration of Pasadi, tranquility, calm, ease, peace. So, as I was mentioning this morning, and also one of you mentioned over lunch, that, yeah, Pasadi, this factor is kind of like soporific. It kind of brings about a feeling of sleepiness. You know, just, you know, you feel so calm that you feel like you're falling asleep. So given that this is the afternoon time, right after lunch, and we're exploring calm and peace, if I do a guided meditation now, we will all be asleep. And snoring. Anybody sleepy already? You're good now? I'm kind of like, yeah, I could go for a nap. I'm so chill. I'm so calm. Like, oh yeah, I could go out in the sun. Like the cat, the kitty I was talking about earlier. So in order to support our practice, our exploration of Pasadi, with balancing the factors, we'll try to bring a little more energy right now into the practice. And the way we're going to bring in the factor of energy is through doing some investigation, some interactive investigation. So that would both support practicing this afternoon, bringing in energy, not falling asleep. Also, it's the stepping stone to bring the practice of some of Pasadi into our daily life. Yeah, bringing it from the cushion, which we've been exploring this morning, you know, the guided meditation, your silent walking, eating, all of that. Now opening up to exploring calm and peace and tranquility in daily life. So let's see. We'll have discussion, and given that we're a cozy group today, let's do groups of three, and I'll join you to make one of the groups into size of three. And I think other people are going to join, but later, one person is going to be late, so I'll join a group. So, tell you what, it's probably good for me to hand this out now because we'll explore the first one here. Thank you. So, exploring, you know, what helps you feel tranquil? What are the activities that most easily bring you a sense of tranquility? Is it some kind of physical activity? Do you generally feel more peaceful indoors or outdoors? Are you more likely to feel tranquil when you are with others or when you're alone? When you're with others, do you feel more tranquil while talking or listening? So we'll explore that in conversation, and we'll do this in a style of, great, thank you. We'll do this in a style of a spiral. We'll do it in a spiral, which means that one person would say one bit, one piece, just one of these reflections, not a monologue of 5 minutes, just like one, 30 seconds, like one thing, one reflection. The next person, and then the next person, and then the first person again. So it'll just keep going round and round and round. Because the advantage of that is that when one person says something, oh, it conjures up something that you might remember about your life, these various things. So let's do an exploration together. And any questions before we start? That could work too. Why not? Let's do it. Well, isn't that's a good idea? Yeah, sure. Let's do it that way. Yeah, let's do it that way. Great. I like that idea because, you know, I it's nice with the spiral. You can work with any group, but sometimes when it's bigger, it's nicer too. And you're right, intimate. I like that. Let's do that. So, let's just make a group then. Make a circle and let's do it. So I will pause the recording. And here we go. Where does it feel? What is the feeling in your body? How does calm, tranquility, feel, is sensed? Physically for you, turning your awareness to your body with some curiosity, with some investigation. What is it like? Just so that you'll better understand this landscape, the cartography of calm tranquility in your body. What does it feel like? How does it feel like in your belly, in your trunk, to be calm, to have a sense of tranquility? How does it feel in your hands? How about your feet? How about your sit bones, your bottom touching the chair or the cushion, your groin area? How about your chest? And your face? calm, peaceful, tranquil. Your jaw, your eyes, your forehead. How about your breath moving through your whole body? What's the sensations of calm, ease, tranquility? Any different in your breath? Or the way it moves or it expresses itself? And how about your mind? How does calm, tranquility feel your mind? What kind of thoughts are coming up when you're in a tranquil state? Are the nature of the thoughts different? Or the feeling of them different? Or the quality of them? Or the type? Or the frequency of thoughts? Or their intensity? And how does this feel different from being spaced out, spacey, or complacent? Can you feel, delineate the difference between feeling spacey and calm? And when you are ready, we'll bring this exploration to an end and you can open your eyes and come back to the room. So, how does it feel to be tranquil in the body and in the mind? What did you notice? Tell you what, let's do a spiral just for the fun of it. Share whatever came up for you or not. You can pass to Marcia, would you like to start? Actually, I wonder, is it okay to record? And if you don't want it to be recorded, we can turn it off too, pause it.
I mean, it's hard to find different words than we've been using today. You know, I feel very calm and peaceful. It doesn't feel like there's any energetic vibration going on in the body. Mm. It feels kind of still. Mm. Not any kind of muscular tension. Kind of very relaxed. And then there's a feeling with the eyes closed of not even feeling the body's borders, so to speak. Mm. It's just a sense of quietness and settledness. I think I would use that word, settledness. And the mind is very similar to the body. It's very quiet and still. But very few ripples, you know, of thoughts, at least, you know, now, maybe because it's after lunch, but the mind was not in any kind of agitation or thinking. It was just still, still. And am I saying too much?
No, it's good.
And I think that the difference between spacey and complacent. I don't think I get spacey often, but I imagine the difference is that there's a kind of turmoil or confusion. I think of the third is ignorance, is aversion and attachment, and then there's confusion, and that's sort of what I imagine spacey is like. There's just not a stillness. And complacency, I would imagine, although I have had that experience, is more like, for me, more like a depressed state, more of a lack of energy. It's kind of, you know, heavy. Not heavy, but more flat. Flat would be a good word.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And you can share as little or as much as you wish. I guess it's not a spiral form. We are doing our bit, otherwise it'll be too, yeah. So we share whatever you wish.
When
not just once. We'll just go just once.
I'm taken to a very warm place usually, and it's whether it's a sauna or a hot bath, or the hot springs, I find myself there. And it's very unpeopled. I'm not in any kind of, you know, conversant state. And so I'm just warm and content. Quiet.
My experience just now when we did that was more about noticing what was not there, as opposed to noticing what so much it was like to be still. That didn't, nothing kind of came up with that, but I noticed it wasn't the normal energy and the movement and the, and someone I think mentioned it, the body, feeling the body, you know, just the aliveness of the body. That it was just kind of what was there when that sort of dropped away. I noticed more the dropping, mm-hmm. dropping away of it. That was more the experience I had than having a lot of words for what it was like to actually be in that space. And spacey, I was just going to address that a little bit, because I do tend to get sometimes spacey when I meditate, and that's more like my mind is just confused, and there's still stuff there. It's just not sharp enough that I'm not thinking so much about it, but it's just sort of, there's stuff there, but it's roaming around, where this was like a dropping away of that, too, which is why how I see it was different from being spacey.
Mm. Thank you. I felt the tranquility in, with a warmth, mostly in my chest, this part, upper part of my body, and I felt it in my breath. I felt the transition between in-breath and out-breath was really smooth. There was no jaggedness. And, you know, it came and it comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
But when I most felt tranquil was when the transition was just so smooth and... And I don't know the difference between spaciness, and I don't know if I know that.
That's okay. Open for further exploration in your experience.
Absence of fear and anxiety, and a feeling of expansiveness and acceptance, and feeling of being present.
Nice.
I guess one thing I struggle with a lot that can be a hindrance to tranquility is social anxiety. And so I've kind of been throughout this time just working through techniques to see if I can do a visualization of other people who I see as a threat. And so I think it's been just like trying to see like projections, like having the awareness of the projection, and then also like the antidote in the moment to aversion, or just a type of like anxious feeling, mm-hmm. and just kind of like working through that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
So, when I think about how it is to feel tranquil in my head, in my body, in my head, the kind of frequency and intensity of thoughts is less. The interesting one there is the intensity of the thoughts, like because uh, it's how quickly I become entangled in them. Like when I'm tranquil, I'm better, more often able to see the thoughts and let them go before I get entangled in them.
Mm.
So it's clearer for me what's going on in my head when I'm tranquil. Mm-hmm. It's more of a challenge for me to describe what's going on in my body. But I would say that that I realize that I often have a tightness in my chest, and that I notice a lessening of that when I'm feel more tranquil. And I guess I in describing how like my rest of my body feels, I can't come up with an adjective to describe how it feels, except maybe there's a certain weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is I am generally not aware of what my body sensations are. And so I would say if I'm not tranquil, my awareness, my body sensations are just jumping around. I'll just be like, you know, I'll have intensely notice one part of how some part of my body feels. But when I'm tranquil, I have an awareness of how all of my body feels, and I don't have to jump back and forth. It's just kind of there.
Mm.
So that's where it has a weight to it, because it has mm-hmm. a steadiness to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you. I think we're done. I can take over. So, was that? We will. I want to say one thing before we take a break, and that is, I was so deeply appreciating hearing everybody go around and share the reflections, because I feel like throughout the day we've been dropping in deeper and deeper and deeper into the space of tranquility, and with this last exploration, I was just delighting in hearing how you're all with curiosity, with Dhamma Vichaya, with investigation, investigating, like, why? What does this feel like? What's here? What's not here? What's in the mind? What's in the body? So I was just thrilled hearing everything that you guys shared. It's just like really deep practice happening in this circle. So just really delighted. It's fun for me.
I think the little meditation you did was very helpful to really...
It's really ground you.
Yeah, for observation. It was very helpful.
Yeah.
The next step.
Thank you. I'm glad the meditation was supportive. And to say, only half of it was recorded, I'm afraid. I forgot to press record earlier on, but halfway I recorded. But you know what? Impermanence. Things come, things go. It's hard for me to remember to both, you know, it's too many things to keep in mind. So it's just a part of it. It is okay. It's all good.
That's why it helps when the manager is
around. That's right. It's right. It's all good. It is. No worries. So anyway, let's take a little break. Let's take a 10-minute bio break and come back and, and we'll conclude together. I'll decide in a moment. I don't know yet. Exactly. Okay, I'm remembering to turn this on. All right, here we go. No guided meditations anymore. But okay, so one thing I wanted to say about the last practice we did together, I wanted to share some of my observations, which I thought actually might be helpful too, besides some of the things that were shared about feeling calm and tranquility in the body. You know, for me, it feels... You know, as much as I can put words on it, it feels comfortable. It feels heavy. It feels like lead, but good lead, not bad lead, like heavy and just like So the body feels, yeah, there's a sense of contentment and heaviness in the body, and stability and stillness. And the mind is, there's also happiness and contentment. There's not the intensity of thoughts. And when the thoughts come up, actually, this is the image that came up for the mind. It's kind of, the thoughts are kind of puffy clouds. They're just very soft. There's like a calmness, a gentleness to everything that's coming up. There's no jaggediness. There's no jaggedness that comes up in the mind. It's just kind of like calm. And yet there's clarity. So it kind of feels like today, you know, that it's bright, the sky is blue, and there's sun, and there's puffy clouds, but there's clarity. So it's not, what was the word? It's not spacey. It's not like cloudy or foggy. It's like clarity, but there's gentleness. There's kind of like calm and, yeah, softness. It kind of feels like puffy gentleness in the mind with the calm. And one other thing that I was noticing was my mind was getting absorbed. I wasn't trying to practice samadhi or concentration, but my mind was just getting absorbed into absorption, like on its own, because there was so much calm. And as we know, pasadi, calm, is the precursor to the next one. We'll talk about next month, which is samadhi. So my mind was already kind of like just going there without me trying. It was just like going to the next step. So it was kind of fun to see how these things naturally happen, right, without even inclining them. They naturally lead to each other, because that's how the human mind and body are wired. And this is just what the Buddha kind of figured out. Like in many ways, the seven factors for me are kind of the natural progression of what happens when we're in the natural state. So with that, I wanted to invite us to reflect on the third reflection, which is, please come up with a list of easy ways that you can increase the frequency and amount of calmness during your daily life. What are some of the easy ways you can avail yourself of more serenity? Are there activities or situations in your life that detract from your sense of calmness that can be easily minimized? So I thought it might be nice to just maybe do one or two spirals on this and just have some ideas. So whoever wants to pick up the baton and start, please do so. We have limited time. Go for it.
This isn't quite as an activity, but just ways you can increase. Yeah, I am feeling like being more disciplined about scheduling my time will make me feel calmer. Mm. When I am not disciplined about it, I just keep moving from item to item that I have to do, and it's kind of endless. But when I schedule things, I feel calm because I only have to do that one thing during that one time. So for me, I'm feeling like that's an important way for me to feel more calm.
Nice. Let's go that way this time.
I'd just like to offer a short reflection, something I've been thinking about before I mention. It's just like the way I felt in my body when I said the word anxiety, and it seems like that word has a lot of baggage for me, just like the stigma around mental health. So just like maybe if I can think about it in terms of like restlessness and worry or, you know, something like that. You know, I think that is kind of what gets in the way of the tranquility. I guess as far as an activity goes, I really appreciated like the humor that you brought into the room. Like before the break, you had like a joke or something, and that just put me at ease because I feel like, I mean, I think there have been studies around that. Like it reduces cortisol and stress to laugh and just facilitates connection. So I think just like finding a way to lighten up, I mean, not only am I lighter in that, but it's also facilitating even more of a letting go.
At different times of my life, I've gone on news blackout. And I think sometimes I'll use, you know, reading or listening or watching the news just to dissociate, just to kill some time. And I think a blackout would probably be pretty useful for me at this point.
I think my own tone of voice, I think it has, it influences me, so I can be more mindful of what tone of voice I speak with during the day can help.
Nice. When reading the question, ways you can increase the frequency and amount of calmness in your daily life, what came up for me on that is, especially going back to all the things we all talked about that increase our calmness, was just to bring mindfulness in. And I think that's already going to happen because we've talked about it, but I think that's going to be, you know, when I take a bath, I'll probably be much more mindful of the calmness and all the you know, seeing rainbows or whatever comes up. I think just the mindfulness that we've come up with here is already going to increase it quite a bit and to, you know, nurture that mindfulness of it.
I have this great trick, and I noticed a while ago that if I'm talking, I'm not thinking. And so sometimes when I would go about my daily chores, I would be like thinking about something, you know, like a grievance or something. But now I always talk to myself like, good job. Oh, you've got just one more to go now. Good way to go. Oh, all right. You're killing it. You're killing it. And I have this little, you know, pep talk all throughout my afternoon. And it really brightens me and calms me. And does not allow for trespassing of negativity. Yeah, so that's just my trick. I really like it.
Nice.
I think what Bev said, I just want to agree, and I'm glad you brought it up because it focuses my attention. Because, like, even with almost with each month that we've done one of these faculties of awakening, talking about it puts my attention on it, and then when it happens, like I said earlier, I just notice more joy, even though the activities were the same, but because we had talked about it. So I think that's really the most helpful thing. And for me personally, I think I need more energy in my life, and I have a lot of, it seems, tranquility or calmness. And, you know, I know when it's absent because I think I'm with that a lot, so I can work on that more this month.
I have this, so we can hold on to this. So I also appreciate what you brought up, Bev, and I was reminded that it was one of my notes. It was my notes to share with you. It's one of the teachings that actually mindfulness being the first one. Whatever you turn your mind to, mindfulness of any of the other factors brings it up as experientially has been shared. But really to highlight that, it's really mindfulness of whatever factor that you're working with. So thanks so much for bringing that up. That is great. And another reflection about way to increase the frequency and amount of calmness. It's interesting, actually. You know, both silence and music brings calm for me. And it's hard to choose between the two, as long as it's not news. So anyway.
How about silent music?
Silent music, yeah. Yeah, let's do one more round, and maybe this would, let's focus on the other. What gets in the way? What detracts from sense of calmness? And if you did that the first round with news, do not do the positive.
I think going to bed earlier, getting up earlier, will. Help me feel calmer. It was a nice reminder that you had about being up very early before anybody's doing anything. And it makes you feel like you're not getting behind because you're getting ahead. Also just the lighting of sunrise is so special. So it's one thing.
Nice. And let's do this round a little faster because there's one more thing I want to do, and we have limited time.
I would say something that gets in the way is being around. As an empath, I pick up energies, so if I'm around certain energies, it can really be a challenge.
If I'm mindful to remember that tranquility can be a choice, and I don't necessarily have to wait around for the conditions.
I'm going to pass.
Detract from calmness. I can see things that I can be detract from my calmness, but I don't know that any of that can be easily minimized other than like not watching news or something like that. That's probably, I guess, the best easy one.
I agree.
I think for me it's the when I think other people are not operating to my manual, you know? So when they're doing, saying, thinking, acting in a way that doesn't match the way I think people should be, that's what gets in the way of my tranquility.
Right. And I'll end with living in the Bay Area and with the traffic, ever-changing traffic situation. I think for me to schedule such that I have more than enough time so that I'm not, I don't have lack of calm, worried about getting somewhere in on time. So, great. So the last thing I wanted to invite us to reflect on before wrapping up is what we usually end on, which is, actually I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And reflect on the day. We spend the day practicing guided meditation, walking meditation, exploring calm, tranquility. What are the ways that it shows up in our lives, and how does it show up in our mind, in our body, in our hearts? How supportive, what leads to it, and how it can support other things, how it can support unification of mind, how it can support us having more space, more ease for thoughts to arise and pass away in this space. More space to be with difficulty, with difficult news, with suffering in our heart and in others. Just creating more cushion, more softness, more space. So lots of practices we've done throughout the day, slowing our speech down, slowing our pace down, our walking pace down, to slow our mind. And when the mind is calmer, seeing how our pace gets a little lighter, easier, less agitation in the body. So how they're related. Anyway, so the question is, the reflection is, what is one thing, one practice you're going to take with you today? One practice or something you've learned, anything. It could be one word or a phrase. And let's just close with that. And I'll pass it this way. Okay, can come back to you.
Take it easy.
It's always available if I want it and call it up.
Notice when there is calm and the small amount of calm that there may be.
Makes me think of a couple of Gil's talks, and one was he builds it all up about the secret to a good life for about 10 minutes, and then it turns out the secret is don't hurry. And then this other talk, he talks about pause, taking pause anytime.
Well, a takeaway from today is getting more in touch with how this tranquility feels in my body and kind of connecting with this stillness from a place that's lower, moving down out of my head.
Noticing when the tranquility is not there, and at that moment taking the pause and getting still.
And for me, I've been so appreciative of the space of calm and tranquility that's been really palpable today through our experience. And just really delighting in how it's here, and we've been swimming in it all day. And I've been immersed in it, just really delighting in practicing together and the depth of the exploration that we've done together. It just gives me a lot of delight. So that's what I'm taking home with me. So thank you all for being here and practicing and showing up and immersing yourself. It's been really, really sweet. Yeah, thank you. So let's dedicate the merit of our practice together, the goodness that has been created, really through our sitting, walking, conversations, everything, our being here together, sharing of ourselves, of our time, our attention. May all beings everywhere have calm, ease, peace. May all beings everywhere be happy and safe. May all beings everywhere be free, which includes us. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you, everyone. A delight to practice with you. And it's exactly 3:30. Who would have thought?
Off the top of your head, know the date for the next one?
No. All right, I'm going to turn it off now.